Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Mathalul Mu'min, the similitude or example of a believer. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. He who has promised his servants, the believers, with a great and immense recompense or reward. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the servant of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your prayers, peace and blessings upon our Sayyid, our Master Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and upon his family and companions and all of them, and upon whomsoever follows them in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, with the enjoining of a consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we call taqwa. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true. Ayyuhal muslimun. O Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give glad tidings to the believers, in that they will be for them from Allah ajrun azima, a great reward, and a fadlan kabira, an immense bounty. For indeed he said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا. And give glad tidings to the believers in that they will have from Allah a great bounty. Now what is meant by the fadlan kabira here, the great bounty? What is meant is the act that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter the believers into Jannah, into paradise. For elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فِي رَوْضَاتِ الْجَنَّاتِ لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. Those who have believed and do righteous deeds, they shall be in the lush regions of the gardens of paradise, having whatsoever they desire therein, in the presence of their Lord. And that is the great tidings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that the great bounty is this entrance into paradise, and being, most importantly, عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, in that presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this bounty that we should strive for, and this bounty which is the thawab and the jaza, the reward and the recompense, for those who are the mu'mineen, those who are the believers, it behooves us, it's required of us to ask, well, what are the attributes of such believers? And this is why we'll find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, time and time again, often compares the mathal. He says mathalul mu'min. He says the example of the believer is, and then he gives various different examples. And each of these examples serve as metaphors. When we say metaphors, they take a concrete reality, something outside of us, either an object or something that we are aware of, and it highlights a certain attribute of that object so that we can see that attribute in believers. And this is a use of metaphor. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most importantly highlights what it really means to believe when he says about the believers. He says the believers are those who, he says, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله. He said, the messenger believes in what has been revealed to him from his Lord and the believers. All of them believe in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the famous Jibreel hadith, mentions six pillars. He says, iman is to believe in Allah, his angels, his divine books, his prophets, the anbiya, the prophets, to believe in the last day, yawm al-qiyamah, and to believe in qadr, destiny, khayrihi wa sharrihi, its apparent good and its apparent evil. Now what he meant by all of these, well, these are all aspects by which our iman is borne witness to. And these are all aspects by which our faith gets called into question. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to always give testimony to our iman by what? By holding firm to the ta'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is where it really becomes important to see these different mithal, these different examples that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam draw analogy to. So we'll just cover some of them in this khutbah, and we'll start with a famous hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ كَمَثَلِ الْأُتْرُجَةِ ريحها طيب وطعمها طيب ومثل المؤمن الذي لا يقرأ القرآن كمثل التمرة لا ريح لها وطعمها حل. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the example of the believer who recites the Quran is like the utruj fruit, and we'll come to this later. He said, its fragrance is pleasant and its taste is delightful. And the example of a believer who does not recite the Quran is like a date. It has no fragrance and yet it has a sweet taste. So first we have to ask ourselves, what is the aspect of this utruj fruit? And the utruj fruit is a famous fruit. It's known as it's a type of citrus fruit. It resembles the lemon in that it has a wonderful fragrance. It actually is a way of repelling bad odors. And so even if it's not consumed, it has a wonderful fragrance. This is from those from afar. But for those who are near enough to consume it, it is revitalizing. It detoxifies the body. It produces a wonderful taste that delights the senses. And so it is agreeable and tayyib. It is wholesome both inwardly and outwardly. And so this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was comparing the believer who recites the Quran to be like, in that his recitation of the Quran pierces and changes his heart, and so his inward becomes beautiful, and the effects of that beautiful inward manifest on the outward. So he is beautiful and wholesome both inwardly and outwardly in the manner of a utruj, in the sense that his fragrance of that beautiful inwardness affects those around him and he becomes beautiful company. Now, interestingly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a similar example, but now he compared the Muslim who isn't regular in his recitation of the Quran to being like a tamra, like a date. So he says he still has iman, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he was a mu'min, and so that means his inward is pure. He has an inward reality that is beautiful, but it's not bearing fruit on the outward. It's not manifest on the outward because he's left one aspect that could otherwise beautify him, that would bring that outward. And that's why he's like a date. The people in this company can't sense his fragrance. They can't sense his sweetness. They can't sense what's in them because there is no outward manifestation of that in the way that an utruj would have. And so this is a great analogy that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu عليه وسلم said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِي. He said, I swear by him and who's in the soul of Muhammad. إِنَّ مَثَلَ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَمَثَلِ النَّحْلَ. He says, the example of the believer is like the honeybee, right? أَكَلَتْ طَيِّبًا. It ate that or consumed that which was wholesome. So what does the honeybee do? It often goes and flies around flies and flowers, and it will consume the pollen and the nectar of these flowers. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَوَضَعَتْ طَيِّبًا. And it produces, or that which it produces from that consumption, right, is also good and wholesome, which is what? Honey. وقعت على عود فلم تكسر ولم تفسد. And whenever it lands on something, it doesn't break or corrupt or ruin that thing. And so here is an example of the nature of the believer. The believer is engaged in wherever he goes, and what he takes from his provision and of striving hard is always wholesome and pure. And hence the outcome of his consumption that is wholesome and pure is always going to be wholesome and pure. And so he is producing khair wheresoever he goes. You won't find the nature of the believers assisting or coming to support that which is corrupt and wrong. They're not those who, unlike some other people who actually in their hearts, there's become a type of hypocrisy. So they say, in نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ, we are those who are rectifying their world affairs, we are those who are doing good. أَلَا إِنَّهُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعَرُونَ, but rather they are the ones who are actually doing the corruption, except they're not aware of their own corruption because they're veiled from themselves by themselves, because they have no نور البصيرة, they have no insight to see themselves. But the believer is the one, على نفسه بصيرة, he sees himself and he knows what he's done. And then in that knowing of that بصيرة, of his insight, that insight of light of his heart, he's able to be a person of نفع, of انتفاع, of benefit for himself and benefit for others wheresoever he be. And he, whenever he finds himself in a situation, even if it's troubling, he's part of the solution and not part of the problem. So this is another beautiful example of the Prophet ﷺ, this time comparing the believer to a honeybee. And so we'll come to just a couple of more examples, and one of them is the Prophet ﷺ said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَمَثَلِ الزَّرْعِ. He said the example of the believer is like the planting of crops. لا تزال الريح تميله ولا يزال المؤمن يصيبه البلاء. He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the example of the believers is like planting crops, and sometimes when you're planting crops, the wind may come, and this is something farmers are very aware of, and it can toss the crop from one side to the other. And he says this is how the believer is with what? With the nature of bala. Now, tribulation is not something in and of itself bad, because sometimes this wind that is moving around the crops or causing issues to the crops is also allowing for cross-pollination, is also allowing for facilitation. And so it is with the nature of ibtila and tribulations in our lives, because the believer is not the one who is discomforted and turned aside by what he has. Rather, he sees that all of this outward tribulation is there to guide him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a means by which his rank is raised. And so he has what? He has وَعَلَى اللَّهِ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. His trust is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the outward tribulations do come, but they don't affect him in the way of uprooting him. Rather, they affect him in the way of only facilitating his drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sabr and through his istiqamah, through his patience and staying firm upon the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ مَثَلُ السُّنْبَلَةِ. He said the example of a believer is like the wheat spike. And these are these stalks of wheat that then you see so many other grains of wheat kept within. And he says, تَمِيلُ أَحْيَانًا وَتَقُومُ أَحْيَانًا. Sometimes it lowers itself and sometimes it stands upright. It goes wheresoever the wind wants it to go, right? And in that sense, this is the nature of the believer. He goes with the wind. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending him something and it requires him to lower himself, he lowers. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to strengthen himself and raise himself, not for himself, but for Allah, then he raises himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the nature of submission of the believer. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَمَثَلِ شَجَرَةٍ خَضْرَاءَ. He said the example of a believer is like a green tree, a tree of profuse vegetation or strong vegetation. لا يسقط ورقها ولا يتحاد. He said it is not that the leaves of which do not fall, because those leaves of this tree are so strong, they do not fall and nor do they get eroded. And he gave other examples of this tree, such as the strength of its roots and so on, and how it's raised up in the sky. And then he said, هي النخلة. It is the date palm tree. Now here the Prophet ﷺ is using the analogy of the tree to say how it's such a great a great sign of how the iman of the believer should be, that his roots are firm in the iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through this groundedness he's able to raise his iman high, and he's able to benefit others through his fruit, and the leaves of it do not fall and nor is it eroded, because the wholesomeness of this believer is that he produces results akin in this example to vegetation wheresoever he be, even if it be in the worst of climates, in the arid climates. And we know in the desert climates you'll still find date palm trees. This country is a testimony to that. And so this is the nature of the believer. It finds the water wheresoever it is. And what is that water here? Right? The water is representative for Haya, Ya Ulul Albab. It's representative for the life of the spirit of those who understand. And so this water, right, is the example of how the believer is. He finds that life of spirit. He finds that wherever it is. And another hadith, and I think we'll end here, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "An-nasu ma'adin kama'adin al-fiddati wal-dhahab." He said, "People are like mines, similar to the mines of silver and gold." And what was he alluding to here is that there is a core essence. Now he said, of people, of all people, in which the core essence of all people is pure and pristine, right? And this is a purity, right? Not subject to change, not subject to the change of the thing, of the elements. However, the one who accesses this purity of gold and silver is the believer. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Walladhi nafsu Muhammadan biyadi, inna mathal al-mu'min kamathal al-qit'ati min al-dhahab, nafakha 'alayha sahibuha, falam taghayyar wa lam tanqus." He said that, "By him I swear, by him in whose hands my soul is, indeed the example of the believer is like a piece of gold. Its owner blows air on it." And what he meant by that is, one, sometimes you purify things, you put the gold in the fire, and like a billow you push air on it to make the fire go stronger. And then the Prophet said, "Falam taghayyar wa lam tanqus," and that which is gold does not change or diminish, because gold is not affected by fire. And so it is in the believer, that he finds that purity that is stuck in his heart. He finds that purity that's in the mind of his being, and in that purity of gold he finds his essential nature of what he always was. And so we have to dig deep. We have to search for our essential purity, because that is one of the attributes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving of the believers here, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the nature of the belief. He says, "Innamal mu'minun alladhina idha dhukira Allahu wajilat qulubuhum." He says, "Indeed, the mu'minun are those who, whenever Allah is mentioned, you find them, their hearts filled with awe." And the only way it could be filled with awe at the remembrance of Allah is because Allah is already in those hearts. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already in their hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And whenever the signs of Allah and the verses of Allah are recited upon him, or comes upon him, this only ever increases them in their iman, and they are those who have firm trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be these people of firm trust, to be ability to imbibe some of these attributes, and there are many other attributes we have to draw attention to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to make true our iman, to make true what it means to be believers, because this is what the world needs to see. It needs to see this Islam put into practice at the level of hearts and deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be true to him, to be sincere servants to him, and may he bless us all with his devotion and devotion towards his prophet, and towards those he's ordered us to have piety and devotion towards too. I say this and I seek Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so seek his forgiveness, for he is the all forgiving and the all merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.